Hey, Dennis.
Hey, buddy. How's it going?
Hey, I just came in. My wife said she wanted you to send the last 3 or 4 months' bank statements.
Yeah, we just need to look at the first page for the, what would be a...
Yeah. See, the thing is, man, these bank statements are not going to impress nobody. The iron has been down. I have not sold nothing for 7, 8 months.
Well,
now, if you would let me send you bank statements for last year, there's a big difference. You know, it's just like our taxes for 14, you know, shows that we ran over $600,000 through this place. But the first part of this year, I mean, we've done nothing because I haven't sold nothing. I got everything out there in a big old pile. And that's the reason I'm trying to get this truck, is to start moving that stuff to Midlothian instead of paying the other guy.
Gotcha, that makes sense. Yeah.
But see, I know I've got to send these things. I'd rather send you last year's, but there's no, I mean, I know that ain't how the bank works, but, I mean, these things show that the last 3 months, you know, I deposited $15,000, and 4 months ago, I guess I done a little bit, I deposited $31,000, but, I mean, this ain't what we do when we're selling iron. We just haven't sold none.
Just been slow, huh? Is that per month, or? Cause, I mean, that's not
bad.
Yeah,
that's per month. No, that's per month.
What they're really looking at is just see if there's some cash flow there. They really just want to make sure you can make the payments, honestly.
Right. But the thing, I mean, a year ago, I mean, we were running $100,000 a month through this account. It's just right now, we just haven't sold nothing. We're wanting to start selling again, but shipping it is our problem. I know I've told you at least once, I'm paying that other guy $1,000 a load to haul it, and, you know, that's what we're going to be making on top of our usual iron price, you know, which is about $3,400 a load, and then we're going to get that up to extra $1,000, so that's $4,400 a load, and you make 2 to 4 loads a day.
Well, man, yeah, you're definitely going to save a lot of money by owning that, because you have one monthly payment that's going to be, you know, much less than that, for sure.
Right.
I mean,
we're getting to send these things to you, but I just wanted to call and let you know, man, this ain't no big, it don't show no big money, because I haven't done nothing, as far as selling iron in the last 6 or 7 months. I mean, if we could send our 14 tax statement, I mean, that would show more of what our potential is. But, to tell you the truth, man, I mean, I'm willing to pay this truck off in about 6 months, maybe less.
I don't have that. You know, he did get an invoice over to me. How much is the truck altogether, would you say?
He said it was around $35,000. He thought he could knock a couple $1,000s off, but I had to have a wet kit put on it, which is about $5,000 or $4,000 installed. I don't know exactly how much. So it's going to probably be around $37,000, $38,000, and he asked what I could put down. I said probably $10,000. He said, "Well, I'm going to write down $6,000," is what he told me. And
okay, because he might have sent me the wrong one. Is it a 2016 Clement Monster?
No. Shit! I've got you mixed up with another guy. You're on the trailer. That is a 2016 Monster. It was 61.
Yeah, it's I actually got it down for $64,500, but I'm sure you can work with the one.
That must be with tax or what?
No, it's actually $64,500. The taxes aren't on here yet. It's just like there's a dock fee for $400 and then a license fee for $86. So he's got it down at $64,986.
Yeah, I didn't see nothing on paper, but he had told me $61,000. I know that there's always add-ons.
Well, I can finance the truck for you too, if that's something you want to look into.
I think Kenworth is financing the truck.
Oh, really? Okay.
You haven't seen the truck?
No, I haven't.
The truck is through Kenworth.
Gotcha. Okay. That makes sense then. So yeah, I work with Sean. Just on a trailer.
Yeah,
well, anything I have, really, but...
I didn't realize, for some reason I got you confused. I thought you worked with Kenworth, not Sean. Yeah, Sean was saying, he said, man, I'm going to track through this first place, he says, because they finance a bunch of trailers. Like I say, you know, my idea is to pay for this truck and trailer in less than 6 months. I mean, I've got about 1 million pounds of tin on the ground and over 400 cars, and it's a lot of money laying out there. And like I say, we usually don't have that much. We usually sell a little at a time.
Gotcha.
But the price has been down, and I've been working on this contract with Gradal for 3 years, and them buyers, there's only two of them. They're both named Mike. They finally came down here about 3 weeks ago and said, all right, you're in. You know, here's your supplier number, and start hauling it to us. And they got my routing number on my checking account, and they direct deposit into your account.
I was an electrician for many years, and I know steel and just metal in general. I mean, they would come and take those old transformers and stuff and make quite a bit of money off of them. But I know it was getting to the point where, and this was, gosh, a long time ago, about 10 years ago, that it was getting to the point where it was just, they were just getting lower and lower in price. But I hear you.
It really fell off a little over a year ago. Cars went from about $285 a ton to $100 a ton.
Wow, that's crazy.
Now that I can deal directly with Gradal, they're back up to $180 a ton.
Gotcha.
I mean, it's a pretty good difference, but
yeah,
that is delivering it to them.
Yeah, no, you'll save a lot of money by owning that truck and trailer for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't worry too much about the cash flow on there. You've given me a good explanation, and what you're paying. I mean, obviously, you're going to be able to operate either way. To be able to show that much of a savings, you'll be saving monthly by owning this truck probably.
$10,000. We were sending out an average of 10 loads a month. The about the last 10 years. Up until about 7 months ago when I quit shipping it.
Wow,
I've always been in the record business, so I end up with a lot of cars. And then 3 years ago, we opened up the Tyler Street recycling part of it so that we were actually buying across the scale, tin and cars and batteries, stuff like that. And then I go to a lot of other record services to their sales, and I buy their cars, and I bring them in here, and I strip them out, and then ship them. That's how we end up with about 10 loads a month for as many years as we have.
And you just strip it down.
The guy's been doing mine. He's been doing them for about 13 years now.
Well, that's a good connection.
Yeah. He's going to have a heart attack if I get to where I can ship myself.
Well, hey, man, you got to do what you got to do. It's
Do you think it'll help any if we send our 14 tax return with this?
You can, absolutely. If you want to send it, that they'll be able to see the difference there, and sure.
Okay.
It's not a problem.
Okay. All right, my wife's fixing to put them in the fax machine.
All right, my friend. Thanks, Lee.
All right, thanks, Dennis.
You too.